right. Moving on to item six, potentially happy discussion, pension administration system project update.
Yeah, so as Jesse and Aaron are coming up, I'll just kind of start this topic. We have been working on a new pension administration system. The board approved the contract with Sagtec in April of 21. And we started working a couple months after that on designing the system. And we are very happy to say that that system went live the evening of October 24th with all staff working in the system Monday, October 27th. It's been going very well. And we have been able to run two payrolls so far through the system with success and with functionality that we haven't had previously. So we're off to a really good start about a week and a half into it. But I'll turn it over to Jesse with Siegel and Aaron with Sagtec to talk more about where we are in the project and what the next steps are.
I wish I could have captured the smile on Aaron's face. Because I think we were all thinking the same way that you're feeling. So it's great. It's great news.
And I know last time you came here, the lights on the microphones were red. If they were off, it's green now. Or red when they were on, but now it's green when they're on.
Green is live.
So yeah, if you can push the button there and see a green light, then you know you're live.
All right, great. Thank you so much. Thank you, members of the board. It's been a ride. You know, it's funny, I know I have a kind of a strange way of presenting, but I like to tell stories. And I was on date night the other day. And I was telling my wife, you know, the project went really well. We've cut over, we've run a couple of payrolls. And she said, oh, so, she's Sarah, you're almost finished? I said, yeah, I'm almost finished. And she said, so Henry's not going to call? No, I don't think he's going to call. There have been a lot of late night discussions with a lot of people at CSERA. You know, one of the things that they, three words they know very well, and I see a lot of them behind me right now, is program issue requests. Those are issues with the system. Over 9,000 issues were brought up and raised. A vast majority of them were all solved, but these are the folks that did it. And I'm very happy to say that the big difference I saw with this implementation I've seen in many others is the ownership that CSERA took on the overall project, and ownership the team took, and ownership your partner Sagtec took. The team worked extremely well together. I'm not going to say that Aaron and I didn't have spirited conversations. We did. But that's how we get to a better solution for CSERA. So getting into some of the details, the LOB has been released. We have additional modules going to be released in the coming months. So those will be released. The employer portal is one of them. And that's targeted for Q4. And the member self-service portal is also targeted for Q1 of 2026. So that's what we're doing right now. Right now, the team is getting acclimated to the new system, so they're learning. And that's typical. It's typically going to take 3 to 6 months before they really get used to the new system. So, but I'm very happy to report and just proud to be a part of this implementation.
I can tell you we're all delighted. To a person with the outcome, Jesse. So it's great news.
Thank you. That's my report.
I'm looking at Aaron. Who knew?
I think I actually think a lot of people in this room knew, and it took a lot of hard work, but we did get there. I know Jesse said from maybe his perspective, we're just finishing, and I look at it, we're just getting started. From a Sagtec perspective, we view CSERA as a long-term business partner. So this is just the beginning. And yeah, it's a huge hurdle to put a new solution into production and everything that goes along with it and all the sacrifices that are made specifically by CSERA staff to support their day jobs and then also to support a project implementation. And they did that to get us to this point where we now have a solution that's in production. And our next steps, as Jesse said, there's a few sets of functionality we plan on rolling out. You know, specifically, I know everyone's excited for the member self-service portal, right? But we want to give that a little bit of time, right? Make sure we stabilize the solution internally, which is very common amongst clients. You don't turn on external access to a portal, you know, a day after you go live. You plan it out. We'll be working with CSERA on a rollout strategy for that, and then move forward with that, targeting Q1 of 26. But again, I'd like to echo what Jesse said. Just thank you to the CSERA staff. Thank you to you, the board, for your support. I know I have not always been able to deliver the happiest of messages at times, but I definitely know that behind the scenes you have been supporting the project. So we really do appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Aaron. It's been a ride. There's no doubt. It's a tough project to try to bring online. So appreciate your thoughts and comments, and looking forward to the member portal, because that is the next step. I think only maybe Outlook, the Microsoft folks, are the ones who allow any external access to a portal without really knowing how it's going to turn out. So I think it's wise.
I don't know if I can comment on that.
I think it's wise to be safe, but I know that that's a major priority. So, well, that's great news. Any comments or questions yet? Here.
As one of the individuals who has been through some of this stuff in his prior life, I didn't even believe in reincarnation, but here I am. I was one who was as hopefully constructively critical as anyone on this board, because I've been through this process before, and there were some times when it was looking pretty dark out there, but I believe very strongly in making sure that people understand the other side of the issue too when it works out well. And one of the conversations I've had with Christina many times, and I think I said it publicly as well, how's the team feeling? Because ownership of the system is critical. And it can either go well with the team's input and support, or it can go down in flames without it. So it was a long haul for the team, and so I applaud their effort as well. Congratulations to you guys, and congratulations to Sagitech, and thank you very much. Look forward to it.
Thank you.
All right, if there are no further comments,
I'm just going to add my thanks, because I was also one of those people who have on other agencies gone through this process, sometimes needing to abandon it, sometimes getting to the point where we say, yeah, it's not going to quite do what we hoped it would, but we'll just settle for something. But it's been really, really a long process, longer than any of us thought, but it sounds like it's going extremely well. And the fact that we're continuing to remove every inconsistency bug that occurs gives me great hope. So thank you.
Absolutely. You're welcome.
I think we're good. It's a happy day. Joe, anytime you can get in and out of here in 10 minutes, it's going well. It's good. Congratulations. And thank you.